Hi, this is Kevin Cook. Thank you for coming back to Heavy Equipment Podcast. In this episode, we're going to talk about construction and the housing market. And again, this episode has been sponsored by B&R Equipment. Are you looking for good, used, quality equipment? Then come to our website at www.brequipmentco.com. And are you looking for backup alarms, strobes for job sites, stuff like that, safety vests, safety gloves, safety glasses, stuff like that, then come to this website at heavyequipmentparts.brequipmentco.com. All right, here we go on to the podcast. There are always been a huge demand in houses all across the United States. However, it has been seen that the construction companies is finding itself short of workers. This is why the end users have to wait for longer than they were told. The construction workers are of opinion that the housing market is to be a larger extent, quite unpredictable, and a major blow that can come at any given point in time. This will lead to job loss, and they have to look over other means to continue their livelihood. They no longer want to be a part of the construction industry that is pertaining to the housing market. Well, the construction workers should understand that the ups and downs are part of the industries, and one should not just return because it is uncertain. Again, there's huge opportunities in the housing market. I mean, it's just like there's huge opportunities in the oil field, and that's down right now. On the contrary, they can make a full use of opportunity where they can demand more money for the work, as the construction company is already running late and giving possession of the houses. They will not mind a slight increase in wage to the workers. If we go as per statistics, we find out that the job opportunities of construction worker in the housing market is highest since 2007. They should waste no time in grabbing this opportunity. The work of a construction worker can be supplemented by other person, and therefore the need of the worker is really gives them a good jump in their wages. As per the Home Builder Institute, that prepares construction workers and trains those to constructing houses, believe that the shortage of labor is getting worse as there is a huge increase in the demand. Repercussions of this has been felt on the U.S. economy, as well as smuggling hard to get through with the problem of scarcity of construction workers in the housing segment. The most cases of the industry runs through a sluggish state due to scarcity of demand, but in this case, it is almost the opposite. It becomes quite important to win back the confidence of the construction worker, because once it's done, the workers start flocking in, and they will build homes, and the construction companies will start meeting their deadlines. The shortage of workers have been mostly felt in the hot residential areas or zones where the people have money, but they do not have houses, as well as construction companies are unable to give possession at the stated time frame. The construction companies in such locations are seeking for extensions and deadlines so they can arrange workers by paying those more and get the work done faster. Other than this, construction companies always want to make the most during the troubled times. They are not paying heed to a small housing segment and are more focused on expensive markets. So the starter homes are going through a rough phase, but not in Texas. I mean, there's still some opportunities of starter homes here. However, it has also seemed to be a good opportunity for a new construction company to make their presence felt. They do not have to look to get a big project and can work on building homes. All they need to do is manage the construction workers well and make it big in a segment of the industry. Again, get good quality workers, keep them, and keep them happy. Right now, the housing market is booming here in Dallas-Fort Worth. If you got any questions, give us a jingle, 817-379-1340. Thank you, and God bless.